You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Well, some members of Parliament want Rupert Murdoch, the CEO and president of News Corp, to come and speak to them about the cell phone hacking scandal going on in the UK right now. But they also have a few questions for their Prime Minister, David Cameron. It turns out he not only has very close ties with the Murdoch family, but News Corp put their support behind Cameron and helped him get elected. And Cameron's actually probably facing the most hate because of his relationship with Andy Coulson, a former editor at News of the World. Here's a Prime Minister David Cameron defending his former chief spokesman in a press conference from earlier this week.
At no stage did anyone give me any information that showed that he knew about the phone hacking at the News of the World. If they had done, I wouldn't have employed him. If they had done subsequently, I would have fired him.
We're joined now by Sarah Lyle, reporter for our partner, The New York Times, and author of The Anglophiles, A Field Guide to the British. Good morning again, Sarah.
Good morning.
All right. So that sounds like David Cameron's reputation is getting a little bit tarnished by his relationship with the Murdoch family. Explain.
Well, it's not just that he hired Andy Coulson. Andy Coulson had just resigned as editor of the News of the World when an initial round of phone hacking allegations came out in The Guardian. He resigned and said he knew nothing about it, but that it was his responsibility because he was the editor. A couple months later, David Cameron hired him to be the spokesman for the Conservative Party and then brought him with him to Downing Street after the Conservatives were elected into the government. And questions were raised the whole time. I mean, the first issue is, you know, it's sort of beggared belief that an editor of a tabloid like News of the World wouldn't know what was going on in his own newspaper and how his own reporters were getting the sort of stories that were being covered. So questions were raised about that. And then when it became clear that Coulson was going to be promoted to be the government spokesman, David Cameron got a lot of warnings from various people within his own party, from the other parties, saying this is a bad guy and it's going to come back to haunt you if you hire him.
All right. We're speaking with Sarah Lyle. We actually want to take a listen right now. David Cameron is actually speaking before the British House of Commons as we speak.
Check it out and see if we can save some money.
Graham Stewart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Yeah.
Can the Prime Minister assure the House that all illegal press activity under the last government will be investigated now, and that this will include the criminal conspiracy between the highest levels in that last government with parts of the Murdoch empire, including bragging of bank accounts of Lord Ashcroft in a bid to undermine him and his position as laid out in Dirty Politics, Dirty Times?
The point about the inquiry, which we're shortly going to discuss, is it will look at the relationship between politicians and media groups over the whole issue of that relationship and as it relates to media policy. I think this is extremely important. And this inquiry will have the ability to call politicians, serving politicians, previous prime ministers, to get to the bottom of what happened and how unhealthy this relationship was. That is what needs to happen.
So let's go back to Sarah Lyle, reporter for our partner, The New York Times, based in London. Sarah, that was a member of his own party questioning him about what he called dirty times, dirty politics.
Well, actually, the Conservative member just then was trying to enlarge this whole thing to tarnish the opposition Labour Party by saying if we do this investigation, we'll also have to investigate Labour's ties to the Murdoch empire. And we'll also have to investigate the chief labor spokesman right now, Tom Baldwin, who is said to have gotten up to all sorts of nefarious activities when he was a journalist for The Times. So what they're trying to do is make both parties be just as
culpable
as each other.
Well, that sounds to me, Sarah, like this what started out as just a story about hacking into the cell phones of celebrities like Hugh Grant, that this could actually end up ballooning into a full-blown investigation of the ties between the press and the politicians in the UK.
That's exactly what they want to do. And what's going to be interesting is to see now how this plays out, whether the press will be subject to a lot of very stringent regulations, which they won't want, and it puts the press that's been against Murdoch in a very awkward position. They deplore Murdoch tactics, but they don't want to be subject to new restrictions by the government. So it's going to be really interesting. And one of the things Cameron is saying is maybe there should be transparent publication of any contact between, let's say, newspaper editors and politicians. In other words, you know, that would be an end to this very cozy relationships where you can take out politicians and have secret conversations with them as journalists.
Sarah Lyle is a reporter for our partner, the New York Times, based in London, talking about the phone hacking allegations by News Corporation, which are now spreading to David Cameron and his administration. But Sarah, tell me how far this could spread. When we're talking about News Corp, we're talking about an umbrella organization which also owns organizations, media publications here in the United States. As they move forward with this investigation, could it end up coming across the pond?
Well, there's been talk of having congressional hearings and whether the phones of 9/11 victims were hacked by News International, News Corporation outlets. So who knows right now where this could lead? You know, there's talk here of News Corporation considering actually selling off all of its British newspapers because this has so tarnished them and because it's not a profitable business in for the long term anyway. So the whole landscape could really be shaken up by this.
Do you think that that Rupert Murdoch and his company News Corp will drop their bid for B Sky B?
No, I don't think they're going to drop it. I think they really want it. I think that it would be unbelievably lucrative for them, much more lucrative than the newspaper business that they have here. What they're hoping is to delay the process so that by the time the next step is finished in about 6 months or so, a lot of this will have died down.
And there's no real indication right now if it will die down even in 6 months.
Who knows? You never know what happens. But everyone's about to go break for their summer vacation here. This is the last parliamentary session before they break. So, you know, maybe it will die down a little bit. I don't really see that happening at the moment.
Sarah Lyle, reporter for our partner, The New York Times, based in London. Also author of The Anglophiles, A Field Guide to the British. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks very much.
When we do have breaking news this morning, News Corp has confirmed that it is withdrawing its $12 billion bid for the British cable network B Sky B. Joining us now again, Sarah Lyle of The New York Times. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Would this be Rupert Murdoch bowing to public pressure or political?
Well, political pressure and public pressure. I mean, it's been extraordinary. You had scenes in Parliament today where people from all three parties joined in condemning Rupert Murdoch's behavior, the behavior of his newspapers, and saying that he should withdraw his bid. And no one really thought he would because he doesn't seem to be the kind of person who does stuff like that. And he had just earlier this week referred it to the Competition Commission. So the idea was he would delay the decision. And so this comes as a real surprise.
Well, we spoke to you earlier, Sarah, and you said that Rupert Murdoch may be considering just getting rid of his British publications. Do you think that's more likely now?
It's really unclear. That's a rumor, and you know how these rumors go.
I actually do. Sarah Lyle with the New York Times from London. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much.
Talking about News Corp this morning, confirming that it has withdrawn its $12 billion bid for the British cable network. At this point, they say they will maintain their large shares in the cable network. However, a deputy chairman of News Corp said the climate is just too difficult to strike a deal.